You're listening to continuing coverage of Arizona's rising real estate on Arizona's Morning News.
All right. Earlier this week, we got some not really startling news.
Phoenix has now recorded the largest annual growth percentage in home prices for 28 consecutive months. The year-to-year percentage increase did drop slightly in September from 33.3 to 33.1%.
That's KTAR's Jeff Munn from earlier this week. And while our price increases seem to be slowing
a little bit,
the massive migration into Arizona from other states doesn't seem to be slowing down, and you know that's going to continue to affect our home prices, especially when you find out where people are moving from to get here. So according to Redfin, the most popular destination for Americans moving from one metro area to another in October was Miami, Florida, followed by Phoenix. Yeah. I guess it's everybody who is like, I want to go where the weather's nice, but I don't want to go where it's sloppy wet. They chose Phoenix over Miami. But
well, yeah, Miami may have the beach, but it also has the humidity.
Yes, it does.
Phoenix, you know, you just basically don't go outside for 3 months a year and you'll be good.
Which is like kind of the flip of Chicago, right?
Right.
Like,
you know, I actually expected it to be Chicago or Detroit or something.
No. Here's the interesting thing, because I haven't told you yet. Well, I guess I told you earlier, right? So you already know where people are moving from to come to Phoenix. Number one place, L.A. So they're leaving the beach.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It would be Chicago or Minnesota or something, right?
Because everybody, everybody, especially this time of the year, seems to be from Chicago. This is Phoenix, right? L.A., which is going to do nothing for our affordable housing because people are bringing big bucks with them, you know, and they're migrating east and going, huh, look at that. I can get something that's bigger than a Cracker Box for my money here. And speaking of that... I wouldn't call them Cracker Boxes, but I saw ABC 15, our TV partners, was talking to a company called OpenBoxCar.com. This is apparently the biggest new trend in tiny houses, you know, that tiny house movement that we've been hearing so much about over the last few. These are boxcar container homes. And they tell ABC 15 that their prices start at $18,500, which is cheaper than a lot of cars.
Yeah, right now.
I'd say it's way cheaper than most used cars, not even mentioning new cars, right?
Right.
And they can build a mobile boxcar home for you that's like an RV, or a movable boxcar home, which is like a mobile home. They can also build you what's called a permitted boxcar home, which is custom built to your specifications on your property. So you're not moving it like the double wide I lived in when I was growing up.
Uh-huh.
And it takes about 8 to 12 weeks to build. And they say if you don't have the land, which of course you'll have to have, right, they can find you the perfect property. So
I saw somebody was living in one that was absolutely adorable, by the way, while they build their permanent residence. I guess they'll just use it for a guest house afterwards.
That was up near your family cabin?
Up near Surprise. Yeah. Mm. Not Surprise. Strawberry.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
One of those S towns. But I also was looking up, we were talking about this earlier, so I was looking up because I thought there was an apartment complex in Phoenix that was made up of these containers. Mm-hmm. And there are actually two of them. There's
really?
The containers on Grand.
Wow.
And those are 740 square feet apartments.
Yeah.
And the other one is called the Oscar, which has 10 apartments built from retired shipping containers. What I'm wondering is, if there is such a demand for these homes, where are they getting the shipping containers now? Because from what we understand, they're all stuck out in the Pacific Ocean somewhere.
I know, right? Also, the other question I've got is this. People with the flexibility to work from anywhere, you know, can move these tiny homes into the middle of nowhere, right? But
as long as they have good, you know, connection.
Right. To, water and sewer and electricity, that kind of stuff. Right. Yeah.
Cell service.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But don't you want a bigger house if you're living and working in your house? Right. So but I guess,
seriously, you would never move from your chair all day because there's no transitransitioning from your desk to the dining room table.
Well, you'd bump into your sink.
Right.
Yeah.